Bernadine's background spans sourcing, judging, training, and industry advocacy with a focus on translating origin practices into credible market signals. At ESTA, she is helping guide the definition, evaluation, and communication of emergence frameworks, such as regenerative agriculture, ensuring that new narratives are grounded in verifiable practice rather than marketing abstraction. She's the founder of Quinn Tea Essential, a UK-based tea design and consultancy company, working with leading hospitality groups to develop tea programs, blends, and experiences that elevate tea to the level of fine food and beverage. With a background in biomedical science, Bernadine brings a structured, evidence-led approach to tea. With a background in biomedical science, Bernadine brings a structured, evidence-led approach to tea, bridging sensory expertise with scientific understanding of wellness and composition. Thank you so much for joining us, Bernadine, on the Tea Biz podcast.
Oh, thank you, Dan. Thank you always for having me on.
Specialty tea has traditionally emphasized craftsmanship and terroir. Where does regenerative agriculture fit within that framework?
So you are so right, Dan. Traditionally, specialty tea defines quality through flavor, craftsmanship, and terroir. But what's interesting to me is, does regenerative agriculture sit alongside terroir and craftsmanship? Or can it fundamentally redefine what we consider quality in specialty tea? So regenerative agriculture introduces a new dimension, which is how the land is treated over time. I don't think it replaces terroir. I think it deepens it, because terroir isn't static. It's shaped by how the soil is managed, how biodiversity is supported, and how resilient that ecosystem is. So the real shift is, quality may no longer just be about what you taste in a cup, but what's happening in the ground over years. So essentially, regenerative doesn't sit beside quality. It challenges us to expand what quality means.
What distinguishes a credible regenerative tea program from one that is primarily marketing driven?
Regenerative risks becoming another sustainability buzzword unless we're very clear on what it actually means in practice. And for buyers, credibility comes down to three things for me. First, it's evidence. What is actually being done on the farm? Not just claims, but practices. Second, consistency over time. Regeneration isn't a one-season story. It's a long-term commitment. And third, and most importantly, translation. Can those practices be clearly linked to something the buyer or consumer understands, whether that's flavor, quality, or long-term supply resilience? And buyers don't pay for intention, they buy for clarity.
Many sustainability programs struggle to translate farming practices into consumer value. Can regenerative agriculture bridge that gap?
So sustainability has always struggled commercially because it often asks the consumer to care, but doesn't give them a reason to choose. What's interesting is that there's a huge gap right now. Most consumers say they care about sustainability, but over 70% don't actually understand what regenerative agriculture means. So we're asking them to value something they don't yet recognize. And regenerative has the opportunity to bridge that gap, but only if it's positioned differently. If it's framed purely as, this is better for the planet, it just becomes a nice to have. But if it's linked to flavor expression, uniqueness, and long-term quality, then it becomes part of the product's value. Ethics alone, I feel, won't drive sales. Just experience will do it.
How important will regenerative agriculture become in the specialty tea conversation?
So from ESTA's perspective, our long-term goal is to ensure that specialty tea is understood and valued at a level that truly reflects its quality, its complexity, and the work behind it. That means shifting tea away from the commodity mindset towards something that sits alongside wine or fine food, where origin, craftsmanship, and experience are properly recognized. Regenerative culture fits into this because it strengthened both the story and the substance of specialty tea. It brings the focus back to the health of the land, the resilience of the system, and potentially even the expression of flavor over time. But for that to matter commercially, we need to be able to define it, evaluate it, and communicate it clearly. Otherwise, it remains a narrative rather than something that the market can value. And that's where we see our role as helping to bring clarity and what quality means as the category evolves. Now, I don't think the industry is fully ready yet. And that's precisely why this conversation is important. We don't yet have shared definitions, clear benchmarks, or frameworks for evaluating regenerative tea. So right now, it's very fragmented. But that creates an opportunity, especially for organizations like Esther, to help shape what good looks like before the term becomes diluted. Because if we don't define it, the market will. And then it will likely default to marketing rather than substance.
If regenerative practices influence soil health and flavor expression, could they reshape how quality is assessed?
Well, if regenerative practices genuinely influence soil health and flavor expression, then yes, we do need to rethink how we evaluate tea, because our current frameworks are heavily based on what's in the cup in a single moment in time. Regenerative agriculture introduces something different. It's about trajectory over time. So the question becomes, how do we start to recognize not just flavor, but conditions that can enable great flavor consistently? That might mean expanding our evaluation frameworks to include factors like farming practices, ecosystem health or resilience, not replacing sensory evaluation, but complementing it. That's where I think the industry needs to evolve. We're good at evaluating tea at the moment, but not yet evaluating how the quality is sustained over time. Regenerative agriculture only becomes meaningful in specialty tea when it moves from a story where we tell to a standard we can evaluate. And once that happens, it won't just be about a sustainability conversation. It becomes a quality conversation, because the bottom line, if the market can't recognize it, it can't reward it. And once we do that, I think we can then fulfill the mission of giving back to the planet.
Produced by Adavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.